you've spoken about the how it's not supposed to be. We've all had our waters tested, and we're all in perfect shape as far as water goes. And the amount of water that would be drained for these buildings and these people, most of them are like 40 feet down. Some of them are deeper. And we're concerned about the fact that all these homes and places and so forth would drain our aquifer level. Another thing was that a lot of the houses and, his one he mentioned, condos, are sold. But there are so many houses all over this area that are still sitting vacant with people not buying them. And we can't understand why you're going to be adding more that may not be bought for quite a while. It just doesn't make sense. That was a beautiful soybean field or corn field, and it was not appreciated when they did what they did to it. The 50-foot buffer that they have mentioned, I wanted to know if that was from the property, the line from our property out. And if it is, I don't consider 50-foot very much. And the only other thing I have to say is that if you are insisting on pushing this through for their sake, that you insist that they put up some kind of fencing between our property and theirs, because we have a fishing pond that is private, and we would have people coming from that area and fishing in our pond, or the same thing with the kids playing, and it would be dangerous. And therefore, we feel strongly, if this has to go through, that they do that, and it be a fairly high one. I guess that's just about all. But I just don't understand your thinking on putting.
Can I ask you a question, ma'am? Would you be here in opposition if it was just single family home lots?
I'd rather not see anything.
Right, I understand, but if would you be opposed to single family home lots if it's going to get developed possibly sometime in the future?
Yeah, we heard that. Every time a new buyer buys it, They try again. Single family would definitely be in keeping with Hunter's Mill and with our property, and there are homes on the other side, and even into Harbison. The oral single-family homes.
Okay. All right, so I just want to know.
Any other questions?
Being Mr. Cole asked the question, what you'd rather see, there's also, you could see 98 mobile homes there by permitted. And they could put 98 mobile homes there. You're aware of that, and the 7 single-family homes? You're aware of them. They could do that now?
Could do that, yes.
Okay.
But the same stipulation that I would insist would be that there be some kind of fencing between that property and our property, so that whoever's living there doesn't filter into our...
That's a separate issue, but I'm asking, would you rather see 98 mobile homes and 7 single-family homes, or townhouses like they're proposing?
I don't like townhouses. No way.
So you'd rather have single-family mobile homes?
Either way.
Okay.
The family mobile homes of nowadays are most of them are
pretty
beautiful.
Darn nice. Pretty darn nice.
Yep.
Okay.
Can't tell the difference.
In fact, one just moved in across the street from me, and I'm very envious of it.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Next lady.
Which one do I speak
in? Either one. Pick it up.
Okay, I'm Mary Dunning, and I live in Lazy Lake, and I'm representing Dan's Lane, D-A-N-S, in Lazy Lake. And I more or less go along with all the complaints that she gave. But I also am concerned about police. We have the Chevrolet Police, County Police, and I guess you know what they take in. They have to take care of us and all the way down the coast there to all the way down to Maryland. And when we call for the police, we can't always get them now. You're going to put all that density in there with kids, teenagers, and more problems, and we won't be able to have the police to handle it. This is too much density of families, as far as I'm concerned, and schools, and overcrowding, and taxes being raised. And I'm also concerned about, next thing they're going to do is pipe in sewage and water, and then we're going to have to pay to have that hooked up, because they're putting all this density in, and that's my concern. Any questions?
No, ma'am.
Thank you.
And I would also go along with single family homes and less density.
Thank you. Was there somebody back here? We'll get you, sir. We'll get you. Everybody who wants to speak will have a chance.
Ray Gans, 32 East Circle Drive. I noticed nothing was really said about Hunter's Mill. Everything was mentioned Lazy Lake. Now, I really don't want it there because I just got one of their power lines 29 feet away from my house. They just put that new line through there that came from Delaware City to Indian River. That ugly pole sits 29 feet off my house. And I really don't want to see houses out behind me. I enjoy the woods and the wildlife that comes through there. We put salt.
You got Hunter's Mill?
Yes. Yeah. And
so the power line easement will separate you from what they're proposing?
No. The guys, the DP&Ls, told me that within 10 years, there's another power line that's going on the other side, over by the woods, so they're probably going to be knocking some of the woods down along there. Because
they must have an easement.
Pardon me?
They must have an easement already, yeah. Then, if they're doing that.
There's an easement there, but like I'm saying, they told me I couldn't build anything 75 feet off that center wire, but now they just put a pole 29 feet off my house, okay? Mm-hmm. So then they told me they're going to go to the other side within the next 10 years to put more power lines. Roughly my property goes about 5 feet into the woods. And they so there's probably going to be taking more of those woods down as it is. And that's what I'm saying, what's his easements? He's saying 50 feet. 50 feet of what are you going to have there? Are you leaving 50 feet of the woods that's there now? Or are you going to tear all that woods down and put bushes and trees? Is what I'm...
You want to buffer maintain?
Right. Give me 30, 40 feet of the woods. Leave the woods right there where they are. Don't take them down. You know what I mean? That's my concern. Thank you.
Thank you. Gentleman on the left.
Gentlemen, RPL, well, Lazy Lake. I'm against this new addition, and it's, I think, for public safety. It's almost impossible to pull out on Route 9 off Hudson Road. And case in point, DelDOT just shut down a local produce stand that's like approximately 2,000 feet from this new project. And reasoning was traffic. Now, I see a nightmare with traffic with anywhere proposed 60 to 100. More, you know, single dwellings, condos or whatever, because it's a mess there. That's my opinion. Any questions?
No. Hey, spell your last name, sir.
E-L-W-E-L-L.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else? Gentleman in the back.
My name is Bruce McFarlane of 140 Westlake Drive of Lazy Lake, and I would represent the Westlake address, the street there. There's probably about 30 homes on that. I would be against it, mostly because of the traffic. I did hear one comment, someone saying about a traffic light at Route 9 and Hudson Road. That certainly would be an incentive, even the way we have it now. The article in the Coast Press paper, I saw someone had to wait 20 minutes to get off to take a left off of Hudson Road or 258 onto Route 9. I've experienced delays, maybe not 20 minutes, but significant delays. The fire and safety factors, police, et cetera, are all things of consideration. I would be against a high density for that living, that area. Okay?
Thank you. Anyone else that we missed? Yes, ma'am.
She got here just in time.
My name's Hildegard Meisten. I'm at 16990 Hudson Road. And I just think the roads are too narrow on Hudson and Route 9 to accommodate any more development because it's already out of hand. That's all I can tell you. Thank you.
What was your last name, ma'am?
Meisten. M-E-I-S-T-E-N.
Thank you. Anyone else? Let the record show that we've recognized everybody who asked permission to speak. What's your pleasure, gentlemen?
I have a question, Mr. Byer.
Sir.
Going to TIS, I wonder why, with all the safety concerns at the intersection 262, 9, and 258, they didn't make the entrance be off Hudson Road.
There's not enough distance within the property on Hudson Road to create an entrance off of Hudson Road.
Okay,
not deep enough there.
If you look at the site, I believe.
That's
over 260 feet from the intersection.
Oh, okay. That's the question. All I got. Gentlemen, you have to
make a motion to defer.
Commission defer.
Yeah, close public hearing. Close public hearing.
Make a motion to defer on whatever the number was. Conditional use 1666.
There you go. Right. Wilkerson second. Properties LLC. Motion by Mr. Duke, second by
Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones to defer on conditional use 1666, that of the Wilkerson Properties LLC, because planning and zoning has deferred it and we can't take action at that point. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Deuce?
Yes.
It is yes. Next case.
Next application is change of zone number 1600. It's an application of Bayville Shores Associates LLC. It's an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a HR1 high density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100 Sussex County for land lying northeast of Route 54 and west of Bayville Shores Drive to be located on 3.53 acres more or less. Planning and Zoning Commission also heard this public hearing on August 10 of 2006. Again, for the benefit of the record, the applicant provided the commission with an exhibit booklet, a copy of which is also provided to the council. There was also an addendum attached to that exhibit booklet, which was a copy of a declaration of restrictions. We heard comments from the county engineering department. Coleman Bunning, the principal, was present on behalf of the applicant, along with John Sergovic and Shannon Carmine of attorneys, and Mike Wigley and Gerald Friedel of Davis Bone and Friedel Incorporated, who all gave testimony. Several pages of testimony. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1600 for Bayville Shores Associates LLC for a change of zone from AR1 to HR1 based on the record and for the following reasons. One, the project meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county because the proposed project is in a development district as established by the comprehensive plan update. Two, the proposed change of zone will have no significant impact on traffic. Three, there are other residential developments with HR densities and characteristics in the vicinity of the project along Route 54 and Bayville Drive. Four, the project will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Five, the applicant has voluntarily submitted a declaration of restrictions that will restrict the use of the property to townhouse use only with a maximum number of 17 units. This is less than the density permitted under the proposed zoning, and it is less than the number of units referenced in the 2002 comprehensive plan update. This voluntary restriction also limits the property to a density that is consistent with neighboring properties. Six, the project will be served by Central Water and Sewer. Any development will be subject to the approval of the County Engineering Department. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated. I have received additional comments. First one, which is somewhat important, the county engineering comments were submitted to the commission, stated that capacity was not available for this entire project. I received today a correction to that comment. It makes reference that the site is within the county operated and maintained sanitary sewer and water district, which is the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District. That capacity is available, that Ordinance 38 construction will be required, that the current system connection charge rate is $4,273 per EDU, that the connection point for the proposed change zone is to the 12-inch line in Bayville Shores Drive, that conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study or undertaking amendment will be required, and that a concept plan for the project was approved for 17 units on June 24th of 2005, and that a concept plan is required. Lastly, I received a memorandum from the Sussex Conservation District dated August 14th and referencing this application. We are advised that the soils are mapped to be Eastboro Loamy Sand, Falsington Loam, and Woodstown Sandy Loam, that the Eastboro soils have slight limitations for development, that the Falsington has severe limitations, and that the Woodstown soils have slight to moderate limitations. We're advised that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that the Eastboro soil is considered of statewide importance, that the Falsington soil is considered of statewide importance in prime farmland type soils, and that the Woodstown soil is considered prime farmland. All three soil types vary from being hydric to hydric in small depressions. We are also advised that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected and no tax ditches affected, that it may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements. It may be necessary for on-site drainage improvements due to site drainage improvements based on the soil types. And they also make reference to that the county, the Army Corps of Engineers should be contacted for any wetland permits that may be required. Attached is a copy of an aerial infrared of the site, and also a copy of a portion of soil map number 78 showing the site and related areas. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
Yep. Mr. Sertovic.
Thank you. May it please the council. My name is John Sergovic. I'm with the firm Sergovic and Ellis in Georgetown, and we're the attorneys for the applicant. I'll just outline shortly, because this is going to be a very brief presentation, and I could just ask you to just follow the recommendation, but I think we need to make a record. I will present a very short outline of the proposal. Mike Wigley of Davis Bone Friedel will talk about land utilization. He'll also talk about the housing product. Jerry Friedel will talk about environmental issues. He'll also talk about civil engineering and the existing highway entrance permit. Ms. Carmine from my office will then talk about land use compliance and discuss the restrictive covenants that we have proposed. And we'll also explain why we haven't recorded those yet, because we want to change the state agency from DLDOT to DNRAC and have not been able to get in contact with them. Basically, the name of the project is Bayville Shores. The applicant is Bayville Shores Bayville Shores Associates LLC. They are the developers of the current Bayville project. We've asked for HR1 zoning because of the consistency of zoning along a drive that has been created by the landowners to serve first as an entrance to Bayville Shores. It's also the main boulevard for Bayville Woods. Both of those projects have been zoned HR1 or HR2. In addition to those projects, we have in the close proximity Again, the Bayville Woods project was rezoned in 2002 as an HR1. Bayville Shores originally was rezoned about 1996. Last year, County Council added another 10 units to that. And also close proximity in the development area is the Mallard Lakes project that was developed at 7.2 units and all through rezonings. And historic properties in the neighborhood are Swan Keys, the GR district at 618 units, and the Shady Park conditional use mobile home park, which has 256 units. There's a colored map in the booklet that shows all these projects. And basically, along this road, Bayville Shores, it's a combination of the adjoining landowners who got together and put in a boulevard and the sewer infrastructure with the intention that all these properties be developed. Again, this property is located in the environmentally sensitive district under the 97 comprehensive plan. It's in a sanitary sewer district, and as we've just heard, the county engineers have corrected an oversight in their original report. The property will be developed in the same way that Bayville Shores has, under restrictive covenants that will enhance the quality of life internally in the community, and the fire protection is through the Roxana Fire Department. With that brief introduction, I'll turn it over to Mike Wigley unless anybody has any questions.
Thank you, John. Good afternoon. My name is Mike Wigley. I'm a principal and architect with Davis Bone and Friedel. And I think maybe before I show you the site plan, what I'll do is maybe reiterate a couple things Mr. Cervik had mentioned related to the site. This is the site that you see, 3.45 acres. You can see it's a triangular-shaped site. This is Route 54 from Fenwick on towards Selbyville. All that you see here in this orange color is an HR zone. The Bayville Shores project, Mallard Lakes is down here. You can see in blue, this is the Shady Park Mobile Home Park District. Swan Keys is located up here. So you can see that our belief is that the HR is a property zoning in terms of its consistency with other projects along that Route 50 corridor in that location in this particular area. Thank you, Jerry. Enlarging in scale a bit and isolating the site, again, you can see that triangular shape. Route 54 is located here. This is the main entrance, Bayville Shore Drive, that heads toward Bayville Shores. The site is 3.45 acres. You can see that we're introducing 17 townhouse-style condominium units in three buildings. The largest building is an 8-unit building. Then there's a 5 and a 4-unit building. Parking and drive access is toward the rear. They face onto what has been defined as 404 wetlands as we began the project. There is some question about that. It may not be jurisdictional wetlands after all. That's still to be determined. But in any event, that land will not be developed as part of the restrictive covenants that will be set aside and will be open space. That represents about 1.07 acres. All in total, we have 2.42 acres of open space, so we're about 70% total open space. You can see that there is a stormwater management system introduced here just off of that wetlands line. None of the buildings encroaches that designated wetlands area, and we've created a 40-foot corridor, if you will, or buffer, if you will, from Route 54 between the right-of-way and any parking or building. The size of the project really didn't seem to us it would be advisable to work in any type of large active recreational area. What we are trying to do with the townhouse-style condominiums is have ground level access to the woods area and behind. We do have a sidewalk system that leads out to Bayville Shores Drive, which then in turn ties into the Bayville Shores Trail system, which does go up into Bayville Shores, and so people from this development would have access to the trail and can use it for biking, and then also have access to the system along Route 54 going back and forth up to Fenwick or Selbyville in that direction.
Right, is this part of Bayville Shores? It's not part of it, is it? No. So they're not going to be, they're not legally, they could be just private property, Bayville Shores, so they really, they can get access, but they could be told not to come on, right?
The central drive from 54 out through the Bayville Shores, which includes some trails, jogging trails.
Could you show us back on that how far you're talking about, John? I don't, so I can get an idea. Is there one that shows? Yeah.
Roughly from here, the entrance here, through Bayville Acres, through the central turnaround here is a common boulevard.
Common even to these people?
Right.
Okay.
Under an agreement that was worked out in 2000 between Mr. Acaris, Mr. McCabe, okay. Mr. Smith, Mr. Right. Steele, and Mr. Thomas.
Okay. I'm just curious. I want to know if they could go somewhere.
This is an example of the buildings that you'll see. This, if any of you have been out to the Bayville Shores project, you'll see that this emulates the design there, and that's the idea of the developer is to utilize a similar type of housing stock for this project. They range from 2 to 3 stories. Each of the units are unique in their own right, depending on what the market trends are and what the what types of units they combine, and they do give you a slightly different building look from building to building. But you can see what we're trying to do is use materials that are similar to those that you would see in the beach area. We're using fiber cement type siding, wood trim, asphalt shingle roofs. You can see quite a bit of window space and open areas, decks, and again that open area leading directly to the ground level. So all in all, it is similar to Bayville Shores. It does tie in. It's consistent with the HR zoning in that particular location. And I'd be happy to answer any questions related to the planning of the site. If not, I'll turn it over to Jerry Friedel to talk about the utilities and stormwater management on the site.
Good afternoon. My name's Jerry Friedel. I'm a principal engineer with Davis Bowen and Friedel. I'm just going to address briefly environmental and civil engineering issues. The wetlands on this particular property were delineated by Charles Miller, Environmental Consulting Services Incorporated. Part of Exhibit E in your booklet provides the results of that delineation, as well as correspondence with the Regulatory Corps of Engineers on whether this is actually a wetland or not. Several years ago, the definition for wetlands was altered in that isolated wetlands were no longer to be considered as wetlands, or that we're talking about the federal 404 wetlands. This particular site has been demonstrated as being isolated. However, the developer is going to protect that area as if it was a 404 wetland and provide no construction within that area. Stormwater management will ultimately be disposed of through the wetlands. The wetland will be remained forested, and there will be quality uptake of nutrients in that forested area. In consideration of some of the plus comments, which are included as Exhibit H, we've included some BMP filtering devices, filter strips, and biofiltration swales. They're basically shown just up from the stormwater management pond. So in effect, we'll be designing for a 100-year storm, including the wetland delineated area. Also, from an engineering standpoint, there was one change to the site plan from its original submission, and that was to modify the turnaround area for the fire marshal near Route 54, and that has been done in accordance with their request. We had to maintain also, I believe, a 40-foot setback from Route 54, and we had to maintain a 20-foot setback to the stormwater management pond, so we've altered the plan in conformance with that. The exhibit I passed out to you is the latest determination by the county engineer's office on the Fenwick Island Sewer District. The project is within that district, and in fact, in Exhibit F of the booklet, we have obtained an approved concept plan from county engineer's office providing for the service of the 17 units. This the Thompson property, which is a part, was originally shown in the SCAPS reports for 42 units in total. The property's been split in half basically by the creation of the Bayville Shores Drive. And when you evaluate the strip of land that's been taken out, our density is still at 4 units to the acre. Water service to the property is being provided by Artesian Water Company. They are located, they have a main facility right at the beginning of Bayville Shores, a new storage and supply and treatment facility right there. Fire protection is through Roxana Fire Department, and they're located within 0.2 miles of the site. All stormwater management will be designed in accordance with Sussex County Soil Conservation Service, and the streets will be designed in accordance with Sussex County engineering criteria. From the standpoint of entrance, no entry onto Route 54 is proposed or required. There is a separate agreement that was recently previously discussed. That agreement is included as Attachment G of the report. It basically incorporates all the properties that abut the Bayville Shores Drive. So we'll have direct access. There's water and sewer stubbed already to the property, so there's really no need to disturb that road in the construction of utilities. Are there any questions on the engineering aspects? Thank you.
Before we turn to Shannon, Coleman, can you come up just a second? As you all know, my client's Coleman Bunning. Coleman, with respect to this project, do you intend to develop it as the hands-on contractor?
Yes.
And have you had relatively good success with the Bayville Shores project as far as marketability and need?
Yes, we've been selling about 40 or 50 units per year at Bayville Shores. And these will be slightly less, these will be more affordable than the ones on the waterfront in Bayville Shores.
Shannon?
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic Nellis. And today I will be discussing the compliance with a comprehensive plan as well as the declaration of restrictions that were submitted for your consideration along with the application. As stated earlier, this property lies within an environmentally sensitive development area. The purpose of this district is to recognize that the inland bays of Sussex County are a major resource of the county and must be protected from insensitive development of the surrounding area. This district encourages residential planned developments to provide open space and to protect the natural habitat. The guidelines for density in this district with a public wastewater system provide for 10 dwelling units per acre for townhouses. Bayville Shore proposes to construct 17 townhomes in 3 buildings on approximately 3.45 acres, 1.07 acres of which will be a non-building area and will be retained as a forested buffer. It is our belief that the rezoning of this land from AR1 to HR1 is both appropriate and compatible with the goals and directions of the environmentally sensitive development area of the 2002 plan update. The proposed zoning is consistent with neighboring land uses, land use patterns west of Fenwick Island in the area of Route 54 and Bayville Shores Drive. In fact, the majority of lands in this area have been progressively rezoned from their original AR1 status to the current HR1 status, as you can see on the plans to my left. The rezoning of this property will enable compatibility with the neighboring higher density areas. Although an HR1 zoning classification permits a much greater density than we're proposing, Bayville Shore recognizes the natural limitation of the lands as a result of the perceived wet fields and also acknowledges the need to preserve those areas as open space. Bayville Shore has been in contact with the Army Corps of Engineers to obtain a jurisdictional determination of the wetlands or the perceived wet fields. However, to date, no official response has been given. Bayville Shore anticipates that a jurisdictional determination will be received prior to construction and once again has no intention of developing the wet field areas and in fact has proposed the private restrictions to be placed of record to prohibit any use thereof. Also, due to the recent United States Supreme Court decision, Rapanos versus United States, which can be found at 126 Supreme Court 2208, decided on June 19th, 2006, it's very unlikely that the lands actually contain 404 wetlands. In fact, Mr. Charles Miller, which Mr. Friedel was talking about earlier, who is a wetlands consultant, has opined that these lands are nothing more than isolated wet fields and do not fall within the purview of the Clean Water Act, therefore they are not 404 jurisdictional wetlands. However, notwithstanding Mr. Miller's opinion or our belief that these are not jurisdictional wetlands, and to ensure the council of Bayville Shore's desire to develop only the requested number of units despite the request for an HR1 zoning classification and also in an effort to preserve the natural habitat, we have prepared a declaration of restrictions on behalf of the legal owners of the land, Philip and Imogene Thompson, which are in favor of Bayville Shores Condominium Council, currently the Delaware Department of Transportation, and Bayville Landing Homeowners Association, Incorporated. I say currently in favor of the Delaware Department of Transportation because we have been in contact with Kevin Coyle at the Department of Natural Resources, and we have faxed over the proposed restrictions. We are waiting comment from him as to whether or not the Department of Natural Resources will be interested in having these restrictions in their favor. We are, however, willing and able to record the declaration of restrictions as is, but we just wanted to make sure there wasn't another entity that might better benefit from these restrictions. The declaration of restrictions effectively reduces the buildable portion of the project by 33 1/3%. They specifically provide that the property designated as wet fields shall be preserved as a forested buffer area and shall be prohibited from being improved by any buildings or structures other than passive recreational structures such as walkways, paths, and seating areas. The restrictions further provide that the grantor further agrees to submit the lands as part of the common element lands of the condominium to be maintained by the condominium associations. The grantor further agrees to restrict and limit the use of the property to a maximum of 17 residential structures with related driveways and parking, which is approximately half the number of units per acre than the 2002 plan update proposes. The restrictions further provide that the grantor agrees that the lands may not be improved by any use authorized by the HR1 high-density residential zone of Sussex County, except for townhomes, as authorized by Section 115-45, subject to the special regulations of Sussex County Code Article 25. As I mentioned earlier, the declaration of restrictions have been fully executed. However, they have not been recorded. We wanted to give both the Planning Commission and Council the opportunity to review them and to make any comments or recommendations prior to recordation. And we also wanted to find a contact person at the Department of Natural Resources to make sure that they weren't of interest in these restrictions. We are prepared to record the declaration of restrictions following an approval by County Council.
Well, we got to have to read them and look at them. It's hard to do that on the fly like this, but okay. You do understand.
I do understand, yes.
A lot of pressure on us.
I apologize for that.
And what did you refer to the federal wetland areas as a new name for? It's called what?
Isolated wet fields.
Wet fields. Yes. Now, you're saying that the Army Corps of Engineers, you have any documentation that the Army Corps
of
Engineers?
That's a direct quote from the United States Supreme Court in the June 2006 opinion.
In the court case?
Yeah.
But the Army Corps hadn't changed anything yet.
The Supreme Court overruled the Corps.
Right, but the regulations haven't changed yet.
But the Supreme Court said the regulations were wrong.
I understand that, but I haven't seen any action taken that I'm aware of. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, they've made changes.
When the United States Supreme Court says something, it means something, Mr.
I understand that, but I'm just wondering. Okay. They just. Thank you, Mr. Sergeyev, for that lesson.
On another note.
Yeah, sorry. I'll get it cleared up with somebody else who will. I'll get it.
We recognize that this is a small parcel of land, and it is therefore limited by the natural habitat, which makes it very difficult, if not impossible, to provide on-site active recreational amenities, as the economic burden on a few users would be great to sustain proper maintenance and replacement. However, the residents of the project will be able to enjoy passive recreational amenities, which will be provided by the natural habitat, which once again comprises approximately one-third of the site. Sidewalks will also be included as part of the project, and the residents, as Mr. Friedel mentioned earlier, will have access to the walkways along Bayville Shores Drive. In conclusion, it's our opinion that the rezoning from an AR1 to an HR1 is the appropriate legislative action. This project will be served by Bayville Shores Drive, which currently services other townhouse communities, which also have the HR1 zoning classification. There will be minimal, if any, impact on traffic, as these lands were already considered by DLDOT when DLDOT approved the Route 54 and Bayville Shores Drive intersection. The rezoning will also meet the market demand in Fenwick Island and surrounding areas for higher density communities, while at the same time preserving approximately one-third of the land in a natural habitat, thereby meeting the goal of the environmentally sensitive development area. We respectfully request that the council approve our application to rezone the lands from AR1 to HR1 in order to construct the 17 townhomes, and we thank you for your consideration of our application, and we are willing to answer any and all questions.
I realize you said you were waiting for DNREC to respond as
yes.
to whether it wished to be a beneficiary. When do you anticipate at the outside that the restrictions would be recorded?
Again, the reason we did not, they are in recordable form. We could record them today if the council's with running in favor of Bayville Shores Condo Association, which we no longer control. And I also talked to Mr. McCabe, and we've run the restrictions in favor of that homeowners association, which is Bayville Woods, so that we could record them today. But we added DLDOT because when we're dealing with restrictive covenants, we'd like to add a state agency so that they can be another appropriate watchdog. But when I got thinking to it about it, DNREC has more of an interest in preserving these kind of lands than DLDOT would. But again, there's bureaucracy in DNREC. We talked to Mr. Coyle this morning. I would envision them getting back to us as a yes or no within a week's time.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a copy of the executed restrictions?
It was in the separate separate from the there's a draft in the booklet. With our cover letter is executed, so they are the originals can be recorded.
E, I believe it was, Mr. Grimmett.
And then the executed one was by that separate cover letter.
The document that you just held up.
Right here.
Right.
Yeah, that one.
And they are executed and could be recorded if the council would like
to.
Get
a copy of it.
No copies. Forgot to pass them down.
But the text is the same as the text of the unexecuted one at tab.
Here's three.
Bless.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the executed one. And again, we thought they were pretty comprehensive so that we could rest assured that the development would be limited to what the applicant said. And again, we asked for HR zoning because of consistency with the rest of the property along that created private boulevard.
Now, John, this is not one of those deals where it could be flipped and they could come back in and do, because of the HR zone,
no,
do something.
The restrictive covenants will prohibit that.
Right, but which haven't been recorded there yet, right?
I mean, I can record them if you want me
well,
to.
I don't know if we can require that. I'm just saying.
You can't require it. Right. We're volunteering that we are running those restrictive covenants.
Okay, because that is the risk we take, I guess, that something like this could change.
Well, again, to avoid the risk, if we could wait a week, leave the record open, I can report to Mr. Griffin that we've recorded them.
Yeah, it'd be fine with me.
Okay. Yeah, we could just leave it open for a week. I can leave the hearing open so I can report to Mr. Griffin that here is a copy of the recorded restrictions.
We could leave it open.
Units, right? Well, no, but that's my restriction, though.
We could leave it open until the next time we meet.
Right.
Which is the 12th of September.
Okay, we'll leave it open until then, and we will report to Mr. Griffin that we have, in fact, recorded these restrictive covenants.
I don't have any problem.
Could you put that on under old business then?
Yep.
No problem.
Thank you. Anyone else here who wishes to be heard either in favor of or in opposition to this application? Let the record show that no one else asked to be recognized. The hearing record will be closed.
Make a motion we defer on CZ 1600 till
September the 12th.
So moved. Motion, Mr. Duke, second, Mr. Cole, to defer on conditional use number 1600, that of Bayville Shores Associates LLC, for information to be received and be put back on the agenda September the 12th, which is a night meeting. Questions? Yep. Mr. Colby?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yeah.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
I voted yes. Make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Colby, how are you? Duke second by Mr. Cole. Adjourn. All favors.